About now, it should be time to say the benediction. But I have a few words of encouragement to share with you, and so I understand it's late, and if you need to slip away to meet another appointment, we'll understand. But those of you who stay by, I think we have something that will be of value to you. I was about ready to say this morning, but it's not morning anymore. We have some PowerPoint, and you are the PowerPoint. I need 10 volunteers who help me read different verses, so we'll bring the mic to you. But I need somebody who will read Psalm 50, verse 15 for me. Who would that be? Okay, we'll give that one to Caleb. Psalm 50, verse 15. Boy, this pencil better work for me. Thank you, because that one just went dead. Okay, Caleb. I need a volunteer to read Psalm 66, 18. Someone over here. Psalm 66, 18. Rosalie's got that one. I need somebody over on this other side who will read Matthew 5, 23 and 24. Carol, Matthew 5, 23 and 24. Someone over here, Matthew 6, 12. That one's Valerie. Proverbs 21, 13. Margaret. 1 Peter 3, 7. You want to take that one, Albert? Okay. 1 Peter 3, 7. Rosalie, you have Psalm 66, 18. Okay, someone for Hebrews 11, 6, Sandy Mitchell. Matthew 21, 21 and 22. Amy, Matthew 21, verses 21 and 22. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. You want to take that one? Okay. I had a brain freeze. Brody. Colossians 4, verse 2. And last one, Ephesians 6, 18. Somebody back here, maybe? Ephesians 6, 18. Who's going to take that one for me? Arlene. All right. I think we're all set here. You know, for most of my life, I've had problems with my nose. The wall that goes up the middle of my nose has been crooked and made it hard for me to breathe. So about 6 years ago, I went to see a very fine otolaryngologist in Santa Rosa, and I said, I've got a problem with my nose. I want you to take a look at it and get it fixed. He took his light and he beamed it up my nose, and he said, sure enough, you've got a deviated septum. So he scheduled me for surgery. A couple weeks before the surgery, I got a letter in the mail from the folks at Kaiser, and they said, this is what you need to do to get ready for your surgery. You need to lay off certain medications like aspirin and ibuprofen. And what's more, you need to quit smoking. Well, that one was easy for me because I quit a long time ago by never getting started. They told me that what to expect when I got to the hospital, what to expect after the surgery. They told me to have someone drive me home and to keep my head elevated and not to blow my nose. They told me to lay low for a couple of days. That letter was a very important part of getting me ready for a life-changing event. You know, prayer is the breath of the soul. And in our lives, sometimes the walls, the structures get a little crooked and we get all stuffed up. We get blocked up and it's hard to breathe. When God wants us to breathe freely, He wants us to be able to pray with great freedom. And so He has sent us a letter, and in this letter there are 4 points to a breathe-free kind of prayer life. These are 4 conditions for answered prayer. And the first of them is an honest relationship with God. An honest relationship with God. Sometimes it's easy to play games with God. Sometimes it's easy to duck reality. Sometimes we just want to go it all on our own when what we need is an honest relationship with God, because life is big and hairy and audacious. Life is challenging and overwhelming. And what we really need to do is go to God and say, God, I'm hurting so bad. God, I am so totally overwhelmed. God, I have no idea what to do with these gigantic challenges I'm facing. God, I need you, and only you can take care of me. Caleb, read for us, please, Psalm 50, verse 15, because this talks about our dependence upon God, our need for Him. Read it good and loud for us.
And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me.
call upon me. So we need to be honest with God in terms of our needs, and we need to be honest with God in terms of our sin, our attitude toward Him, our broken relationship with Him. We should never try to hide a smoldering disobedience. We need to be honest with Him. And that takes us to our next verse, Psalm 66, verse 18. Rosalie?
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
Thank you. Norman Vincent Peale used to tell the story of when he was a little boy, and one day he found a big black cigar. And it intrigued him to no end. He thought, man, wouldn't it be fun to smoke this thing down? So he slipped into a dark little alley, and he lit up the cigar, and he began puffing away on it, and it tasted nasty. But it was so exhilarating because it made him feel grown up. So as he was puffing away on his cigar, all of a sudden he saw his dad come around the corner and walk down the alley toward him, and there was no way he wanted his dad seeing him smoke that cigar. So he quickly pulled it out of his mouth and stuck it behind his back, and eager to distract his father, he said, "Dad, look at the billboard up there. Look, the circus is coming to town. Dad, Dad, can we go to the circus? Please, please, can we go to the circus?" And it was then that Dad said something very wise. He said, "Son, never make a petition while trying to hide a smoldering disobedience." And so it is in our prayer life. God sees it all. You can't fool Him. Just be honest with Him. "I have this need. I need to be clean and pure before You. I need to be opened up so I can breathe free in my conversations with You." The second condition for answered prayer is loving relationships with others. You know, we serve a God of love. He loves us. He wants us to be in a relationship with Him. He wants us to be in a loving relationship with each other. And here's the amazing thing about how love works. Our love for others and the quality of our relationships with others is a direct reflection of the quality of our relationship with God. And when we operate in love and we see each other in love and we interact in love, it makes all the difference in the world, even in our prayer lives. Many years ago, there was a chicken farmer here in Northern California. And he kept his chickens in a chicken coop, and all day long they would cluck at each other, and all day long they would peck at each other, and it got to be kind of messy sometimes. And then one day, this farmer discovered that his chickens were getting along with each other, that somehow there was this wonderful harmony in the coop. And as a result, these chickens were laying more eggs, and his profits were shooting up. And he wondered what in the world was going on, because this was not normal behavior for chickens. So he invited a chicken specialist friend in, and they discovered that the chickens had developed cataracts. And because they had developed cataracts, they saw each other in a whole new light, which led to the question, what would happen if we developed contact lenses for chickens that would simulate the cataracts? They experimented with this. They tried different colors, and they discovered that the best color for chicken contact lenses is tinted red. And as a result of these contact lenses for the chickens, they got along with each other. They laid more eggs, and the profits for the farmer went up. The lesson in the story, of course, is that when we see each other through the eyes, when we see each other through the blood of Jesus Christ, things take on a whole new perspective. And we learn to love each other in spite of our idiosyncrasies and problems and challenges. Jesus talks to us about the importance of loving relationships in our prayer life. And He talks about that in the Sermon on the Mount. Carol, would you read that for us, please?
Okay, this is Matthew 5, 23 and 24.
Correct.
"Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift."
Thank you. And then Jesus talks about our quality of relationships with each other in the Lord's Prayer. Valerie?
Matthew 6, 12. "Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors."
And then the wise man says in Proverbs 21, verse 13, Margaret. Oh, you'll find it again. Proverbs 21, verse 13. Still got your microphone?
If a man closes his ears to the cry of the poor, no one will hear him when he cries for help.
And the Apostle Peter gives us important insights about our prayer life and our home life. Albert, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7.
Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
So we have to ask ourselves, how is it with me and the quality of relationships that I share with others? We have to ask ourselves, am I holding a grudge against someone? Am I turning a deaf ear to those who are poor? Am I making life miserable for my wife, my husband, my family? If you're doing that kind of thing, make sure to clear that up so that you can breathe free. The next condition to effective prayer is faith. We're talking about here a belief that God is on the throne, that God cares for us, that God hears our prayers and answers our prayers. Prayers and faith go together like peanut butter and jelly. And so we want to look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Sandy, I think you have that one there. Faith and prayer.
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
And then, Jeff, are you
I'm filling in for Amy.
Filling in for Amy, who took the baby out, I'm guessing.
It's Matthew 21 and 22, right?
Correct.
Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer.
So evidently, God is in the excavation business. He's in the business of moving mountains. You got a mountain in your life? You need it moved? Trust God, and he will take care of it for you. Even when you are tired, even when you are discouraged, even when you're about ready to give up, even when you see no way this can be worked out, even when you have waited for a long time, God can be counted upon to see you through if you will trust him. There's a classic story told of a Midwestern town that was caught in the grip of a devastating drought. I mean, the sun just beat down and dried the crops up. The people were scared to death and irritable. The sun just burned the place to a brittle crisp. Finally, the ministerial association there in the town said, hey, we need to have a community prayer meeting. So they invited everyone down to the town square. And they invited everyone to bring a symbol of faith, a symbol that would inspire people. People came with their Bibles. People came with their crosses. People came with their rosary beads. And for a solid hour, as a community, they asked God to give them rain. And as the last amen was said, a light rain began to fall upon that community. The people cheered. They took their symbols of faith and they lifted them in the air as a signal, as a sign of gratitude and praise to God. But among all those objects of faith, the one that stood out most was the umbrella brought by the 9-year-old little girl. That girl believed that God was going to bring rain, and she brought the symbol to affirm that faith. Is your life going a little dry? You need the showers of blessing in your life? Then get your umbrella out and ask God to pour it on. Last thing on our list is perseverance. We're talking about hanging on and keeping going strong and trusting the Lord through thick and thin here. Such an important part of prayer, because sometimes the answers don't come quickly. Sometimes you have to stay at it for some time. But over that experience, we learn to trust God more and to enjoy a deeper intimacy with him. A couple verses here. Brody, I believe you have Colossians 4:2 for us.
Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
I love that. Devote yourselves to prayer. And Arlene, Ephesians 6:18.
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
Thank you. There's a remarkable story told of a commuter flight that was going between Portland, Maine, and Boston. And as the plane was cruising along, all of a sudden, the pilot heard an unusual sound at the back of the plane. Curious to know what was going on, he turned the controls over to his co-pilot. He went to the back of the plane and discovered that someone had failed to properly latch the back door before they took off. As he was wondering what to do, they suddenly hit an air pocket, and he was thrown against that loose door, and suddenly he was sucked out of the plane. The co-pilot was in great shock, had to think very quickly, so he radioed into the control tower, and he said, "Hey, we've lost our pilot, and you need to send a search and rescue team to pluck him out of the sea. And what's more, we want to land this plane at the closest airport." Well, they flew along at 4,000 feet, going 200 miles an hour. And after about 10 minutes, they were able to land that plane. And lo and behold, they found the pilot clutching to the side of that plane. Somehow, some way, he caught hold of the ladder on the side of that plane, and he had hung on and had the presence of mind keep his head up as they were landing. It took them several minutes to pry his fingers off that ladder. Well, that's what we're talking about in prayer. We're talking about hanging on. No matter what kind of hiccups come along, no matter what kind of bumps in the road, no matter what kind of air pockets we might hit, when we get sucked into tough times and we have to wait a long time for the answers, God says, hang on, because help is on the way. So God has given us the gift of prayer. And he invites us to pray. Pray alone, pray together. When our worship service is over today, there are some of you who may find yourselves in need of very special prayer. You need somebody to put an arm around you and to pray with you. And if that's something that would be of value to you, our elders are prepared to meet with you in the multipurpose room immediately following the worship service. And you can spend a few minutes with them. But in your prayer life, I would encourage you to breathe free. If you got structures, you got walls in your life that are a little crooked, if you're getting kind of stuffed up and things are a little blocked in your prayer life, it's time for a little surgery. It's time for a spiritual septoplasty. So you need to ask yourself the question, how are things between me and God? Are there issues I need to deal with? Do I need to come clean and honest with God about certain aspects of my life that I've been holding back on? And how is it with me in my relationships with others? Am I a miserable bear at home making things extraordinarily difficult for my family? Do I need to take care of that? Am I at war with someone else in the church or a friend at work? Are there relationships that need to be dealt with? If so, come clean on that. Get honest with God and take care of it. What about your faith? Running a little dry? Going through a desert period, needing some rain, put up your umbrella and say, God, I'm trusting you for the showers of blessings. And how about your spiritual stamina? Are you ready to give up? Are you tired and worn down and just saying, oh, what's the use? I say, hang on, keep that grip strong, help is on the way, God will lead you to a safe landing. God wants to open things up for you. God wants you to breathe free. God wants you to pray with great joy and effectiveness. He will see you through. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much for the gift of communication with you, for the gift of prayer. Lord, there are times when we are tired and discouraged, but we have nowhere else to go. You're the only thing we have to cling to. So we pray that you will hold us close. Pump us full of hope and courage and faith. Keep us praying. And please keep us always open, breathing free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.